is a new tefillah. You have a new dehir. You have new words. We say the same words. Ashrei and the Shemoneh Esrei, Aleinu, same words. But we have to say it again. Say every time, every davening, we're saying again, like it's first happening, just first davening ever. Very big itself. You can't stop and do mitzvahs like, okay, I did it already, again, again, again. That's not the way. Everything we do is not like a pre. We daven every day, three times. We have to do davening like it's a new davening. It's a new davening. Every mitzvah, it's a new mitzvah. Kiddush, benching, every bracha, every say ashiyotzer all day. I spell like a new ashiyotzer. It's like a new ashiyotzer. Like it wasn't said ever. Halvai, we'll do azay, we'll do everything new, and then we'll shteig. We have to shteig in mitzvahs, not just in limud Torah. In mitzvah, everything we do has to be aliyah. Every mitzvah we do, aliyah. Everything we do, everything. Aliyah. That's why it's called a pre. Have you agreed to this, Gila? You agree to this pre? It's a pre. What?
I'm trying to
the hair. You have to learn.
It grows like
it's growing. It's growing. You have to have do mitzvahs with growth. And that's done. I did it. Yeah, I did it again. Did it again. It's not the way. I did it. Par Mishon. Every mitzvah is a Par Mishon. The Baal Musa say, this something scary. You have to daven mincha today. That's the last time I'll daven mincha ever. Less mincha in my life. Yeah, I'll daven well. No? If I daven less my life, I'll daven very well. It's less my life. So that's the Baal Musa. The last in my life. So I'll daven very, very well. Very, very well. The Behetev has a story. Behetev has a story. That a person was going on the way, and came robbers and said, "That's it. We're taking your money, and we're killing you. We're killing you. But we give you a last wish. There's something called a last wish.
How long ago was the story?
Behetev was like 200 years ago. So he brings down a story. Behetev, not fairy tale. Behetev. So he says." So they gave him the last wish, said, okay, my last wish, I want to make Kirsh Levana. Make Kirsh Levana was a big kavana list in life. And when it came to the words, Asher Yerkadu, Roktu, says Roktu, so a wind took him and put him away and flew him away, and he went far away and was saved. So we hate it.
What?
No, not Kirsh Levana. It's in Yom Nirvan. If you want, I'll show it to you. But it's not Kishlevana. Right? I look for it a long time. It's not Kishlevana. It's in Yom Nirvan where they say Kishlevana. It's all Shal Kishlevana. Yom Nirvan. You know, we'll make Kishlevana. You make it before Yom Kippur. It's Yom Kippur. The going. We do the going. Right? For sure, the going. But before. But it's over there. At the seminar of the Goyin and the Rambam. So you have to do every mitzvah like it's new. Every kiddush like it's new. Every benching like it's new. Every bracha like it's new. Everything we do, new. So it's a big, it has to have a chana. See, every mitzvah has to have a chana. If you're not mukhan, you just come, okay, a mitzvah, okay, I do it. Now you have a chana, you have to do mechim. See, Rav Chaim Grim said, that the Vitzkrov was making for Shema of night all day. Was making for Shema of morning all night. Hachana for Shema all day, all night. All day, making for Shema of night. All night, for Shema of day. That's something.
Rav, you give us one to work on for Kiddush tonight. How are we making for Kiddush tonight? Besides for buying wine,
and right. Yes, I tell you, there's a big aura in Kiddush. It's an aura. I think by every time it says, "Vayochulu Hashmayim v'Oretz v'Chol Tzvar." Hashem, the prayer ended. Vayechal Elokim Yom Hashvi'i. There's tira in those two psukim. Here it says, Vayechulu Hashmayim Ba'aretz, the prayer ended. It says, Vayechulu Elokim, Hashem ended it. What's the story? Either Vayechulu by itself or Hashem ended it. How do you miyashiv those two psukim? You have to kashis, and no, is that kasha? Is kashis, is a kasha, and Davini Revi is saying is question. It's also horror. Ask the question.
That's
Hacham. Yeah. You have to, no, Hacham has to think now that tonight I'll make Kiddush. Hacham has to think right now, 10:30, that tonight I'll make Kiddush. And think now that I'm soon davening Mincha. I think now wherever you're going to do mitzvahs, you're doing it. I'm thinking now that I'm doing the mitzvah. That's a Hachana. Okay. Shem Shabbos, have some. It's very chashu do mitzvahs. Do mitzvahs. The tachlis about learning is mitzvahs. Okay, fine. So now we're starting the whole Indian of a marriage. The Indian marriage is very, there's one yisod that's very chashu, very, very chashu. So it is that a wife, Hashem gave you a wife as a present. Your wife is given to you as a present. There's a present given to you, a present. That's very chashu yisod. Hashem gave you a wife a present. A present is very, very chashu. That's done. I met her. She wants married nicely, very nice. But that's how people live regular. Yeah, we have to live above regular. Above regular is to feel to live. And Hashem gave me a present. That's very, it's so nervous. If we knew that, it's so, we knew it and lived it and felt it, it would be a different life profile. Totally different life profile. Everything different. Different totally. If we understood that and we did that and we lived that day, wife gave me a present. See, every marriage came with a big hashtocha. Every marriage hashtocha atzuma. Now you always say over there's a. Now I bring it out. You have it. The Rabbi Feinstein has. You have that with you, I guess. No. Has a double neuromoid. Rabbi Feinstein has a double neuromoid and a sefer Dorash Moshe in Bayechi. So he says there a double neuron, and we have to chaz over, we should make it for us that and chaz over this shtickel every week. It says in the Dras Moshe that there's a bas kol says that Avram Yom lifna vlad bas ploni liploni. So Moshe Feinstein says that if we believe the bas kol, we married Hashem, helped to marry Hashem, we married. If we married our Pi Baskol and we believe the Baskol, then we're living with the Baskol. Baskol is not just history that happened 40 days before the Vlad. That's true. The Baskol is living all your life. Admei Veshri, it's living. If you live it, it will live with you. If you live the Baskol, if you're living the Baskol, it will live with you all your life. And that's the history that was Amo. If you believe the Baskol and live with it and see it in life, This is it. Your wife is the one you married, and Hashem wanted as a. And you live with the bas kol. The bas kol is chayav b'kayim all your life. This kiddush. Not that it happened once before you're born, and that's it. No, the bas kol is alive. It's chayav b'kayim all your life. You're living with it. If you live with the bas kol, there'll be hatzlacha. The bas kol will give you hatzlacha. You're living with the bas kol. Kiddush. You're living with the bas kol all your life till admei v'eshrim. You're married with the bas kol, you have a child with the bas kol, and more children, and everything goes on. Living with the bas kol will give you hatzlacha, because you're living al-pi bas kol. This chiddush no. And he says a person who chalila doesn't hold that way, doesn't hold the bas kol, hold, I'm not going to say what he says, it says something very chamor at the end, you'll look inside if you want to see. But I'm saying the positive. If you live with the bas kol, and the bas kol will help you all your life, and you live hatzlacha gedola with your bas kol. It is nada. Because Hashem gave every shit with the big hashkacha pratis. Everything was hashkacha atzuma. But Hashem showed you this is the one. He led the whole matzav, how everyone got the shidduch. was with the big Ashkenazic practice. Therefore, Hashem is doing it. Hashem is leading you to it, making you, and then this is it. But if you live as they with the Basco, and you're living with Hatzlacha all your life with the Basco, this is the Kiddush of Moshe Feinstein, the Kiddush. Pella. So Mele, if we have to live, hey, Moshe Feinstein says something very high, I know what that means, but we can hear the Basco. If you live with the Munin Basco, you hear the Basco. You hear it physically, Mashma. You hear it physically. Okay, it's a Kiddush. But the equal thing is that there's a Basco here. We're living, we married with the Basco. We're living the Basco. We're living Basco all our life, and then the Basco will help us. And we'll have Hatzlacha, Bracha, Sat Ishmaya, Parnosa, our life. We're living with the Basco. Next week I'll bring it in. We'll read it. They'll try to make four sets of the. It's a very kosher thing. People live with the Basco has good children, because the Basco is helping him. He has children. If I say, going in at Tzadikim, all his children, Tzadikim Gedolim, because he many see with, but also with the Basco. So it's very kosher. But it's a present. Hashem gave you a present. Hashem showed you. And see, everyone has a big story, how he met his wife, everything, how it happened. We should chaz it over. Maybe if you can write it down, if you want to write it down, but live with it. Live with it and know it. And then I say that there was a big gadol named Rav Chaim Kreisworth, big going Otzom Moed. He knew the whole Shas Bal Peh, Mila Mila, not Stam. Shaka, he knew Mila Mila. I heard him say 10 Daphim Gemara, Mila Mila. So he big going. So they said it at his Levaya. His Levaya was in Yerushalayim, and I was there. They said over. They said over that the Dvar Avram, the big the Covenant Rav, Dvar Avram, big sefer, Dvar Avram said that Hashem made World War II, but many times there were a thousand times World War II was a thousand times Hashem made World War II, but one time said Dvar Avram was. That Christ was Shamir's wife. They met in the war somehow, unhell. They met in the war. Christ married. There's a big Mashiach of Slavota called Rav Akram Kudrinsky, big Godol, the Shver of Rav Volba. So this Rav Akram Kudrinsky had three daughters, all married Gedolim. Rav Volba, one Adam, Rav Chrysworth, one Adam, and the Mashiva Slavotka, Rosenberg, one other, three Gdoli Atura. So they all married there, and the World War II was made for at least Rav Chrysworth met his wife in the war somehow. That's how Hashem made the war. One time of the war. So, but the Iker is Maton. Has it over this and sold all the time. We should make a first ad of Rav Moshe and put it in Nagamura and Chazur. Every week, every day, every week. You have to chazer a few things in our Gemara. One is the Dras Moshe, one chazera. One is the Igeres Chazanish, and Rosh Limud. Shemaker also needs very big chazera limud. But the Iker now is Matana. So we have to Matana. Matana Hashem gave us a present. And Mele, if you know and feel a present, then you live with her in a whole different way. Hashem gave me a present. I'm going to help her and be happy with her. Whatever she needs, I'm going to help her with, because she's a present. She gave me a big present. And the present, see, now there's also a Kiddush. Hashem gave me a present. And the present is Matim. You see, it's very fascinating that there are a lot of details in life. Life is many details in life, how life is. And she and you are Matim in many details that you never would believe. She's you met him in many details. You'll see, she'll help you, and you'll help her in many things, and she'll show you, and you'll show her, because she's my team to you. Shem planned from Abraham Yom. See, there's a Medrash Neira. The Medrash says in the Vayetze, a famous story, that a big Matronisa asked one of the Tanoim, Amroim, Hashem made the world. What's he doing now from the world? What's he doing now? What's he doing from the world? He made the world. What's he doing now? said the Amor Tanoim, they make the Vugim. The Vugim said, I can do it also. Why? What's so schwer? She took 1,000 Avodim, Shvachis, said, you're here, and they put them in 1,000 rooms, and very nice, very good. Next day, they came back, bleeding and bruised. I don't want him. She said, now she understands why the Ebeshter is making the Vugim. It was my team. It's my team. Something mad. It's my team. So we have to be marked that. Thank Hashem every day. Thank Hashem for, now we said hello today. Now I see we said hello. Now we're hello only now Sukkis. Now that's it. Hello is ending now till Sukkis. We have to say hello that we married. Hello for our wife. Hello for everything we have. Say hello. We have to say. The Gemara says in Shabbos, say hello every day. The Gemara says in Shabbos, the Kiddush Gadol. The Gemara says in Shabbos, the Gemara says, Yechelki, Migomi Hallel B'chol Yom. I wish, the Gemara says here, the Gemara in Shabbos, I wish I'll say hello every day. The Gemara, I'll say hello every day. The Gemara, it means Tzukre Zimra. So what's that, Yechelki? Everyone says it. Well, what's the Kiddush of the Gemara? Yechelki. I'm saying it, everyone says it. Elamai, maybe the word means I'm saying in Ashala. I'm saying words, I'm saying Hala. Haluka. I'm saying Hala, Haluka. Then when I say Hala every day, could be. Okay, but the business is sort of Matona. His name is Groan Mishle. The Groan Mishle says, this is the Iker Groan Mishle. The Groan says, it's the same as so before. Ora Chaim, Lamala, Lamaskil. The Mansur Mishal Mata, says the Goyim, famous Goyim. Everything in life must go up and down. Nothing is the same. No the same. Neutral is down. If you go up or down, no neutral. Everything in life, I say, one has to go up to not go down. So who are then in marriage? Let's go up. Could go up. How do you go up in marriage? How do you go up? What's the way of rising in marriage? What's the way to rise? So the one name now is to fill my tunnel. Yeah, okay, we'll say it again.
Where is the
Goyin? In Mishle, Tesva. That's the main Goyin there is. I know the Goyin, there are many Goyin there, but that's one of the main Goyin. You have to go up. Everything, like we say you for Kiddush, make Kiddush, go up, not go down. If you say the same, I benched yesterday. You know, there's a famous word. There's a word I heard from the Hashem, the big Mashkiach of the culture. Yeah, Rav Gilai Eisenman said here the following word. So it says Madua lo bo ben Yishai, said Shlomo Melech. This is a Jewish. Madua lo bo ben Yishai. Why is it a Mashiach? The answer is. Gam tomorrow, gam hayom. Everything the same. I bench today, bench tomorrow, down today, down tomorrow, the same. That's why he didn't come. If we bench differently, he would come. It's a Jewish in the pasuk, Madua lo bo ben Yishai. The Goyin says up and down. Mila, marriage is up and down. Marriage has to go up. Marriage is king of the world. It will flow by itself. Right, a little for myself, you know, say it's going nicely, fine, but what's wrong? That's not good. You have to go up. This is the Goyin says, go up. Like we said before, priest of mitzvahs, who are in marriage, let's go up. So one way to go up is to find a mile a day. Find a mile every day of your life. One mile a day. There are many, 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 but find one a day, a new one, a new connection, a mile a day, it's up. I found it, then I'm going up. So the marriage is moving up. You have to move. Now we're learning Al-Kol Shah again, we're going to get it again. Now, get it better. Whatever we get, we're going to get better. Everything is better. It's a bigger soul. So you see, Rabbi Finkel once told me a bigger soul. I say this to many people. And most say they can't do this. Most of them say. He's what he told me. He told me that once you tell his wife every week a few times, Kol Shavua, Kama Pamim, that she's the matona hachi chashuva in my life. Tell her But one must say it be'emes, not say words. Words are nothing. If you feel as a, you'll tell her every week that she's the best matana of my life. And say it really. Say really, she'll hear it really, it'll be murdered in the dog. Okay, wife wants that. Wife wants to hear matana. She wants to feel a matana. Wife everywhere wants that. If you feel it and say it be'emes, it's malik, niflamoy. Like Gan Eden, see, like I said, there's a very nice word. There's a one of the brachas of Shav Brachas is Samech Tesamech Reich Rei Mahuvim Kismecha Yitzucha Gan Eden Mekedem. There's a bracha of Shav Brachas. It's a big time on the bracha. Time Gedola. Is a time on the bracha. Yes, we're asking, make the chosen happy, like you made. Adam and Chava happy began Eden. We're not a Gan Eden now. We're in regular world. We're living in regular world. How can we say, make the cousin Kala happy, like he made happy Adam and Chava began Eden? We're not a Gan Eden now. We're going to ask the Shaila. What's written in the bracha of Rei Mahuvim, Gan Eden Mekedem? We're not a Gan Eden. How can we say that? Shaila Atzum. Have you heard Teretz? And this Shaila Atzum. Do you hear the Shaila? Tame of it all. So, okay, so Rav Chaim said a teretz, I'm not saying of his teretz. So, there's a big gadol named Rav Shmuel Yaakov Bornstein. Big gadol. Gadol, one of the gadolei hador. Instead of teretz, I'm a shayla. He said, Rav Chaim Shlevitz said that a marriage, a person who's married is in Gan Eden. A person who's married happily, like we said, over Matana and Gan Eden. Living in Gan Eden. If you marry, like we said, We hold her as a matana, really, not pretending, matana, and we hold her, get a mile a day, it's Gan Eden. So we're in Gan Eden. Mila was saying, we're in Gan Eden, not in Gan Eden physically, but we're in Gan Eden because we're every couple is in Gan Eden if they're married happily. They're very nice, no? Beautiful.
Teretz Nif. It's
a bracha for Shalom Bayis. Yeah, Shalom Right. It's a beautiful nifla. I heard from him. I was at Shev Brachas and he was there and he spoke. He said this. I heard from him. This is a big issue. Okay. Fine. So we will say over there. The Ravid says there's a big Ravid here. Ravid Noyamoy. The Ravid says there's a pasuk in Breishis. Lo tov hayos adam levadoi eslo ezek negdo. What does that mean? What's the pshat in those words? Says the Ravid, "Lo tov hayos levadoi eslo ezek negdo." What does that mean? Says the Ravid, a new pshat in the pasuk. And the Ravid says there are two types of marriages. One marriage of a behema. Behema also has zochah nekeva. Whatever animal there is has a husband and a wife, and they're together. They have children together. They have children. They're living also like a life of marriage, but the Ravid says that the marriage of a behemoth is like levad. They're not together. They're together to have children. They're not really together. It's like levado. So the Ravid. Ravid says that behemoth was living talking in caves is levado. Says the pasuk lo tov. I don't want that. I don't want tov levado. I want ezek negdo. Says the Ravid. I want him to be. She and him are together, mamish, real achdus, not stam marriage together, not really together. One together, mamish. He's the pshup shat nerva of the holy Ravid. Smela, I'm eslo kinegdo. So how do I do that? How do I make eslo kinegdo? Says the Ravid, I'll make the bria Adam and Chava together. When Adam and Chava were born, they weren't separate. They were together. This says the Ravid. The Ravid says that Adam and Chava were born together. Where pshat there is, but behemah was made separately. The lion was made of the lion, zachor nekeva, separately. Everything separately. Every behemah was made separately. Adam and Chava were made together, and Sam separated them. Everyone said the Ravid, the Goyin says also the Goyin, in Mishlei. So why is that? Because Hashem wanted them. Hashem, the Goyin says in Mishlei, Hashem wanted them to be echad mamish. Echad mamish. He made them together. Then separate them. Because if you made them separate at the beginning, They'll be together. They'll live together like an animal, but they meet with them together physically, then separate them to make them together, mamish. Even though, even separated, they'll live together. Now, what's fat together? What's together? Either separated, but the word is that each one feels the other one. You have to feel. Marriage is feeling. The whole marriage is feeling. The whole marriage is regish. Marriage is regish. You feel her. She feels you. The marriage is feeling. Marriage is not physical. Marriage is emotional. That's the ikar marriage. Marriage is emotional. Feeling. You feel her, and she feels you. This is the marriage, Mila. This is the pshat. Botov heis adam hordem levado. Ish behema living separately. They're together for children, but they're not really together. Hashem wants us to be together. Together. This is the yisod of life. Together. Echad. Says they're going echad mamish, like ishto is gufo. Isha are separate. They're separate. They're not together. They're not physically together. Oh my dear, they feel together as if they're one. The Baal feels her as if she's him. She feels him as if it's her. It's a dagger. It's a dagger to feel as a like Rabbi Levine, famous, said. Went to a doctor with his wife and said that my wife's foot hurts us. Yeah? The dagger. And my foot, he felt his wife's foot hurts hurts him. That's how we have to feel. We have to be together with her. Echod. That's the marriage to be echod. Not separate. People live in nafkamina otsu. Nafkamina is in one nafkamina is in children. Children born from a zug that's really together, echad. Then there's murdik, mavel. The more achtus, the better the children. It says in the Ramban, many Yishram say it, Chinuch says it. The more you're echad, the better the children. This is the unbelievable. Children, my children, good midos, everything good. So be echad. The eager way to have good children is to have a good marriage. Be echad with her. Feel her. Help her. She'll help you. Help her. There'll be an echad. There'll be achdus. That's it. That's why we have to daven for this all our life. Daven every day for this, to get this achdus. To have real echad. Real marriage. Have an echad. It's not simple to get this echad. The Devot has a story. A very fascinating story. That the Divrei Chaim, the holy world called the Divrei Chaim, the Rebbe of Sons. The Rebbe of Sons are limped. He limped, you know. You ever heard? He limped. He limped. So when he married his wife, she said, "You're limping. Yeah, I'm not going to marry you." So I remember the Divrei Chaim word. He said that the Divrei Chaim took out a mirror, and showed her that she's limping. He this. Because she limped in the before they were born, she limped. But he knows he took it on. He took her limp on herself. The Divrei Chaim took the sense. He know he's marrying her, and it'll be hard for her to live with a limp. So he said, "I'm taking the limp on me." The Divrei Chaim said that before we were born, I knew that I'm marrying you. I knew you have a limp. And he showed her the limp with a mirror. How it happened, no one knows. But he showed her, this is what I heard from her, Shlita. He took a mirror and showed her she's limping. Something right, Elyon. But before he married her, he took on the, before she was born, he took on her limp, so she should suffer limp. He'll suffer it. And they marry. Bakshi married, big gadol. So he this. He showed her with a mirror that she's limping. That's what he told me. Right? How it happened, no one knows. But just so okay. And so Hashem should help us marry as a. This is how marriage should be. Echad, echad, echad. We're always echad. I feel her. She feels me. Whatever she does, I feel her. I'm helping her, feeling her. Whatever she's doing, that's a big goddess, helping her. Feeling her, whatever she is, she's helping me, feeling me. Harvang. It's a dagger. You have to have the dagger of marriage to get the dagger. We should daven for it every day. Daven every day in davening that we'll get this dagger of marriage. We'll get this dagger. It's a big dagger, this marriage. And it's real feeling. Echad mamish is a dagger atzuma. Dagger atzuma. The Holy of Kansh Levitz was a big Malach Elokim, like Malach Elokim. Malach Ashuris. He and his wife were like Malach Ashuris. I knew them. We saw them, but they were all Malach Ashuris, Malach Ashuris, Malach Ashuris. But they were together. Very together. There's a story out there, a story of Kansh Levitz and his Miriam, big. I have a third cousin, and I'm sure he's a third cousin of mine. So he learned in Mir. He made a mishmar. Like he learned in Mir like 30 years ago, many years ago. I'm not sure. No, 40 years ago. I'm not sure how many years ago. 40 years ago, made a mishmar. So Thursday night, made a mishmar. And he was walking downstairs, and the magazine has two stairs, one the main stairs, one the side stairs. Walking down the side stairs. So he fell on the stairs, and he fell on the door, Rav Kansh Levitz. So the door opened right away, and the Rav Kansh said, how are you? He fell, said, have kugel, 4 a.m, have kugel. So, very nice, 4 a.m, kugel. So this person is a shy person. So he asked Rav Kansh, you're all the women, what are you doing up at 4 a.m? What's happening? He asked that, right? I'm happy, he asked that. I wouldn't have asked that, but he asked that. So the Rav told him, a Adavar Nerva, said, Rav Kansh Levitz made a mishmar every Thursday night. He never sat Thursday night, mishmar Thursday night. So I'm not gonna leave him alone. I'm up with him. He's up all night learning, I'm all night cooking. I give him tea, something, whatever he wants, kugel, but I'm up with him all night. Now he passed away. My life can't change. I'm with it 50 years that way. I'm not going to change my life. I'm up all night. That's my life. I'm up all night. See? That's marriage. That's marriage. So, mother. They have big Gedolim. All the children Gedolim. Should help us marry as a with Regish, Echod, Matana. Hashem will help us and we'll have all the issues. I'll just say one to hear in the Or Yisrael. The Michtav Or Yisrael is very chashuv. Elul Shara Tshuva. So this is a Michtav here. So I'm saying chat. If you want, you learn Michtav Zayin. You learn Michtav Zayin. So I say Michtav Zayin. Michtav Zayin says there's a Mishnah in Tainis. Mishnah Tainis and the fourth parak says Yom Kippur is the happiest day of the year. Happier than Sukkot, Purim, happier than any day of the year, Yom Kippur. So that says, and they made the Yom Kippur, they made Shiduchim, Yom Kippur, everything. So we haven't got that. Why don't we have that? We haven't got that Simcha Yom Kippur. We haven't got that Simcha Atzuma Yom Kippur. Wow, we faced with that. We have not that Simcha Korah. So why don't we have that? That Rabbi Israel's asking in the Mikhtar, he said, because we're not Mukhan. Yom Kippur become the Hachana. We are not Mukhan. We have to be Mukhan. To get that Simcha has to have Hachana, Tshuva. Tshuva has to have Tshuva. So what's Tshuva? He said, you have to be a small Kabbalah. Make a small Kabbalah to make a change in your life. One Kabbalah in your life, that's Tshuva, then you'll be Mukhan for Yom Kippur, and you'll get the Simcha Yom Kippur. Chapter help us. We have to make a small, and now it's Rosh Chodesh Elul, make a small Kabbalah to change our life. Make some change in our life, some change. Kabbalah means a change, do something different in our life, even something small, should help us do it, and we should have that big, big Hatzlacha.